So we get you know, you get news. It's when it comes to tolls. You know, first we hear during the campaign of 2018 that at that time candidate Ned Lamont wants to toll trucks, right. Trucks only. Then he goes on record.
Yep.
Then he takes the oath of office earlier this year, January of 2019, and he learns that, well, you can't do that. You can't toll trucks, so we'll have to add cars. So he had to eat his words a little bit. And then he learns about lawsuits going on in the state of Rhode Island with the trucking industry against the state of Rhode Island. And then he backpedals and goes back to his original plan and says, well, I don't pay attention to my last statement. We can do just trucks. Okay. 14 gantries, 12 gantries, who knows? That's there's some confusion when it comes to that. And then we find out that the courts are approving a lawsuit. That lawsuit that the trucking industry has against the state of Rhode Island. We learn that this is really just kind of breaking news. The Trucking Association has hailed a decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit that held the trucking group's lawsuit over Rhode Island's truck-only tolls could proceed in federal court. Joining us now is Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano. Len, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing this morning?
Well, good. How are you this morning? You out in the roads?
I am good this morning.
Good, good, good. So we're learning about the trucking industry in their class action suit against the state of Rhode Island.
Yes. And I think that, you know, that case is very, very important. Because don't forget, the lower court said, this is not an issue of commerce. This is an issue of tax. And therefore, we don't have jurisdiction. So the Truckers Association appealed that to the higher court and said, look, we don't believe this is an issue of tax. This is an issue of commerce. And the higher court said, you know what? You're absolutely right. This is an issue of commerce, not an issue of tax. Now, that's really, really important.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's really important is the higher court could have said, you know what? This is something we don't want to get involved in. This is a state issue. Let's stay out of it. And the higher court said, you know what? This is a very interesting issue that deals with potentially interference of commerce. It has to go forward, and we want to have that decided. So that really is, in my view, that should put the truck plan by the state of Connecticut to bed.
Well,
number one, you're walking into a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Number two, if you ignore the lawsuit and the truckers win, you're going to have to pay back the truckers. We're still trying to settle the lawsuit with the hospitals, where the Democratic majority overtaxed the hospitals under Malloy. They sued, and the Democratic majority did this. And the hospital said, we're going to sue you if you continue to do this. And they said, we're going to continue to do this. The hospital sued, and now Governor Lamont had to settle that lawsuit, and I think he was right to do that. Settle that lawsuit. But it's going to cost the state of Connecticut about $900 million over 6 years. So we have to pay that back. Why are we walking into another lawsuit? What is the problem? They never think about us in the future. They think about how they could do a money grab today and don't look at the long-term consequences of what happens if it's illegal or a court overrules it. And that's what we have at the hospitals, and that's what they're facing with the trucks. They need to stop. They need not to do this. The court has spoken that there's what we call in the law, colorable claim, and the potential damages and expenses.
All right, well,
and we need to pull back.
But from what I understand, though, Len, there's going to be a special session called on Monday, the 16th of December, in which, granted, there's a hospital bill, there's also the bonding bill, and there's also the waiter and waitress wage bill. And we're hearing, and you would know, you as the Senate Minority Leader would know if tolls is planning trucks only tolls are going to be on that agenda.
So I, you know, you would think I would know, but the Democrats don't want to share anything with us. They haven't this whole session. They never talked to us about any issues.
Oh my God.
So I do not know what is going to be on that call or not on that call. And I can't, so say that something is definitely on and off. But I will tell you this. Even if there was total agreement among the Democrats and the governor's office for a truck-only toll plan, the ability to write that legislation up, because it's very complicated, extraordinarily complicated, and have it ready by that week of the 16th is zero. I don't believe, and I think I know the building pretty well, I don't believe that you're going to see a truck-only toll plan voted on in December, and I'm fairly confident that's not going to happen for a variety of reasons. One major reason is they just couldn't draft it up in the short time that they have.
Unless it's already drafted and they just haven't clued you into it.
Well, I don't believe it's already drafted because they don't even have a plan yet, right? The governor's supposed to announce another version of the plan, I understand, today, according to the press reports. So they couldn't have drafted anything. And the latest version they did last week is completely different from any other version because they're using some of our ideas and some of their ideas. And therefore, I don't think one word has been drafted yet because they've had no agreement with anybody. And until last week, they had a understanding of with the leaders of the Democrats, but not with the General Assembly Democrats as a whole. So when something gets drafted, the way it works is, you know, they have to draft the bills and the leaders review it. Then you get the chair people to review it. And then there's always tweaks and it goes through a very long process. And this is not like a two paragraph bill. This thing is going to be, I would gather, 15, 20 pages because of the complexity of all the issues. I mean, even the other day, Senator Looney's talking about, well, we should throw in a constitutional amendment. And then Governor Lamont saying, well, we'll put it in the bonding package. I mean, these are very complicated issues that take an awful lot of time to draft. So I would say I don't believe anything's been written. I don't believe there's a meeting of the minds of what that language even looks like. And I don't believe you're going to see any vote before January 1st on this.
Well, and if that's the case, then there could a special session be called in January, keeping in mind the next year being a short session and that the session would technically begin the first Wednesday of the month of February. But also it's an election year. Would they even want to take up tolling of any kind in an election year?
I would think they wouldn't. And the closer we get to the year of 2020, I think the more, which is an amazing statement of what you just said. If it is a good plan and it's the right thing to do, they shouldn't care if it's an election year or not. The fact that they won't run it in an election year tells you it's probably not popular, right? That's all you need to know whether or not this works. Why would you, if you thought this was the answer and everybody was behind you, you know, you would want to vote it out on in April, so people remember how you voted for this plan. But the fact that you're afraid to put it on an agenda because it's an election year speaks volumes to what you believe the merit of that plan is, in my view. That all being said, they still have to have a public hearing on this as well. So you got to put that factor in. There's never been a public hearing on trucks only tolls.
All right. Well, but you know as well as I do that if they want to shove it down and without a public hearing, you know, they rule the roost and that they can do that. What about the recent developments with the lawsuit with the trucking industry against the state of Rhode Island? And now the courts are allowing that to proceed. Does that throw a wrench into any? Because that's just late breaking news. That's currently developing news. Does that throw a wrench into the Connecticut's decision to for trucks only tolling?
It absolutely should. As I said, we just finished the hospital lawsuit settlement, which is going to cost us $900 million. Why are we going to walk into another lawsuit?
No.
And Governor Lamont and Democratic majority don't care about future consequences, apparently. Maybe Governor Lamont, I can't speak to him, but I can speak to the legislative Democrats. They're the ones who walked us into that hospital lawsuit. They're the ones who voted for it, not Republicans. They're the ones who were told, if you continue, we're going to sue. The hospitals said that, and they continued, and then they got sued. And now we're paying for it for the next 6 years to the hospitals. So the answer is, this should absolutely deter them. The federal government has spoken and said, there is a merit that trucks only toll has a constitutional question about interfering with interstate commerce, and we want to hear that argument.
So then now it goes to tolling cars as well. Then now we're right back at the drawing board where it's tolling for all automobiles. Hey, just for not for nothing, could you, if it was a trucks only toll bill that you were to vote on, could there be an amendment that's offered or proposed where there's securing that there is safeguarding automobiles, cars from being tolled?
If you put it in legislation, it doesn't work, because next year they can say, notwithstanding the language that says we're not going to toll cars, we're tolling cars. Yeah. So what we call and I know you know this, notwithstanding language, can change any legislation at any time.
Yep.
So you could only do it either A, by a constitutional amendment, which really is not what we use constitutional amendments for. They're broad concepts, not specific things. I mean, you know, you could, doing that by constitutional amendment is just not something that you normally do.
Yeah.
Number two is Governor Lamont talked about putting in a bonding package in our bonding covenants, like we did for spending cap, et cetera. I don't know what he's talking about there, because the money that we're getting from the federal government is not bonding money. It's actually a loan from the federal government.
Low-interest loan, right. Yep.
So I'm not exactly sure what he means by that, so I have to kind of sit back. He happened to say that yesterday. So he's kind of ruled out the constitutional amendment, which speaks to the fact that, once again, they're all not on the same page. And that's why we're not going to see this before January 1st.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's a good sign. I'd like to hear we're not going to see it at all. But, I mean, listen, the closer we get into January, and then, of course, the session's going to begin the first Wednesday of February. And then, it's in the year 2020. It's an election year. It's a short session. That's good.
No tolls.
That's good, you know?
But I would say this. Look, you guys are doing a great job getting the message out there.
I appreciate it.
And the people listening to this show right now need to know, it's going to depend upon them.
Oh, we talk about that every day. Yeah.
They need to make the calls. They need to call, you know, the Senate Democratic Office, 860-240-8600. Find out who your senator is and tell them. You don't want truck tolls. It's against the Constitution, number one. Number two, it's going to lead to car tolls. But unless they hear from people, they'll do this.
Oh, I know. You're right.
Now's the time to make your voices heard. And you got to make the calls, and you got to say no on tolling.
They're going to hear from us.
That's what you have to do.
Len, it's not just calling the House and Senate Democrats. It's also contacting their specific legislator in the district that they live in. Their state representative, their state senator. Because I've heard through my connections up there that I still have, is that there were a couple of legislators, either in the House or Senate or both, that were on the fence. And they were kind of swing votes, and that they've opted to vote for truck tolling, and those are the numbers needed to put them over to secure calling the bill. Of course, the bill that's not even technically written, as you just said. I guess it's go ahead. We really want people to contact their specific legislator, particularly if they're Democrat, and voice their opinion and why, and that there's consequences if they do vote for tolls.
I agree. Right now, I'm at McDonald's in North Haven, where at the first Friday of the month, we do get-togethers with...
With Dave Iacarino, right?
And Dave's with me right now.
You tell Dave, tell him his buddy Gary says hello.
I definitely will. So I'm here, and the first thing they said was no tolls. But that's the face-to-face meeting, Gary, that you're talking about. Yes. They should call their legislator, meet with their legislator if they can.
Yeah.
Face to face, email the legislator, live in your town, I'm going to be watching this vote, don't vote for this.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff, you're absolutely right. Nothing beats the one-on-one in-district calls.
All righty, Senator Len Fasano, you always come through for us. Thank you for always. We didn't even have you on the agenda. You were not originally scheduled, but you came in at the last minute. We cannot thank you enough, Len. Really, that means a lot to us.
You hit another home run.
Thank you, guys, and have a great weekend.
You do the same. And my best to Dave Iacarino, Representative Dave, as well. A good
guy. That's something, huh?
Thanks, Len. There you have, folks. You know, you heard it. We tell you this almost on a daily basis at nauseam on why it's significant for you to actually get involved. Don't just listen. We love you listening to the show. We appreciate you participating and calling in. This is one of those nuggets where you've got to be more involved in be more of an activist. And it can really be anything from very minimally to contacting, whether you email or you phone call or you visit your state representative or your state senator, particularly if they're a Democrat in the town that you live in, and then voicing your opinion and letting them know that there's consequences. That's the minimal thing. A phone call or an email. You know, if you want to attend rallies at the Capitol, if you want to partake in a no-toll CT, that's great. But that's great. And if you can't do that for whatever reasons, you're working, you're busy, a family life, certainly understandable. But you've got a part to play. There is a role for you, even if it's just less than 5 minutes, writing an email or making a phone call, not just to the House and Senate Democrats, but specifically to your legislator, your state representative, your state senator in the district and town that you live in.
And my dear friends, we're not going to lose this thing. We're just not going to lose it.
Oh, we're past the point of no return. You know, we got to go all the way.